Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
So, I got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Dude. 20 minutes away from the back page with Bo. We'll get to a college football corner in just a minute.
This morning when I saw the story this morning about the Baylor AD stepping down, I didn't even realize because I don't listen to the volume whenever they're doing a selection show. Mm-hmm. So I didn't think that was him. Mm-hmm. So it's him that's stepping down, the guy who answered the question to Reese Davis them on the show.
Yeah, he's the chairman of the college football playoff committee.
So he's stepping down.
Yeah.
Who's going to take his place?
I don't know. One of those other people that's
and
in
Abe, there. Abe was telling us that he got into it with a player on Baylor's team.
Yeah, his own school.
So, and there's video of it.
Uh-huh.
Was he choking the kid?
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
That's all like, were they squabbling?
What's weird with stuff like this is always like, I mean, because I guess there's a couple incidents. There was like a sideline thing from a couple years ago where he got into it with a player. And then earlier this year with the tight end Michael Trigg, where I guess he didn't like the undershirt he was wearing.
Why are you down there? Why are you down there? Well, yeah, I didn't say why you're down there. You're AD, whatever. Why you worry about me?
Or maybe after the game when you have like a private conversation or something like that. But like to do it on the sideline pregame seems a little out of pocket. But again, I don't know what is and isn't appropriate in these situations. Getting into an altercation with a player on the sideline as an athletic director
seems
inappropriate.
Yeah.
But again, it happened already.
Yeah.
Like they knew about this.
But that's what I'm saying. I didn't know about it.
Right,
and so
right.
Now it's like,
I assume they knew.
I'm assuming that they did. So this is like is this one of them things where it's like, okay, we'll release the tape if you don't quit.
Well, it was like,
if you don't put Notre Dame in front of Miami.
Oh, no, that would blackmail you. Like, remember last year when the Falcons defense was playing bad and then everybody started to care that Jimmy Lake got into an altercation with the Washington player on the sideline when he was the coach there?
Oh, God, yes.
I was like, well, that's part, I mean, it's not the reason he got let go from Washington, but that's part of why he's not there anymore. Nobody cared about it before. This happened years ago. Like, what are we talking about?
Yeah.
But anyway, yes, so now they're going to have a new chairman of the College Football Playoff Committee.
All right.
Cool.
Well, yeah, great.
There you go.
Solid.
Again, easy job. So let us do it. Let me do it. Let you do it. Whatever. Easy. Let me help you pick the teams, and I'll go on TV and tell you why.
Solid.
Easy.
All right.
Just give me a little extra money for it. No problem. I've already put my hat in the ring for
NBA GM manager.
If you want to tank,
yes,
I will general manage your NBA team. And if you need somebody to explain why you're ranking teams in certain orders, I'll gladly go do it.
I mean, that seems like does that come on an extra check?
I would think.
Oh, if you're the chairman of the okay.
If you're a chairman, I mean, chairman, that's a rich ass title right there.
It damn sure is.
Wouldn't
dude.
You think?
I would think so, man. Chairman.
Yeah.
I need to be a chairman. I'm the chairman of my household, Andy.
There you go.
Yeah, it's expensive. Don't pay well.
It's not a paid check.
It's not a paid position.
Yeah, that's
it's a payout position.
It's more
position.
Of a bill.
Yeah, it's a payout position, damn it.
All right, let's get to the college football corner.
Position.
Yeah, there we go. There we go. Updated. The latest trophy. All right. Let's start with something that you had brought up yesterday. And look, I mean, Paul Feinbaum apologizing for being wrong about Gunnar Stockton. All right. I mean, how could anyone know? He hadn't played. It is what it is. But Mike Bobo had been an offensive coordinator for a lot of years and had some pretty successful teams. Here he is saying he was wrong about that, too.
Mike Bobo, for all the criticism on the Feinbaum show, has dialed up some really unique and creative plays this year. So here we are. Texas is the one limping. They're not so much limping, but they're in such a desperate situation where Georgia has a little bit of air and room to breathe. And I think as we walked out of that game 6-7 weeks ago against Alabama, you had to wonder, would Georgia be able to survive? And they have.
Well, it's amazing what the offensive coordinator can look like when his quarterback doesn't throw three interceptions in the first half of all the big games.
Yes. But I think the biggest thing, you know what I'm tired of, Andy?
What's that?
I'm tired of talking heads apologizing. Like, say what you said and move on.
Yeah, you had an opinion.
You had an opinion. And it was wrong.
Proved to be wrong.
You gotta come back. And
now you can adjust your opinion. Yeah,
that's
okay.
All. Like, you know, I have to apologize to this guy because, no, probably when you said it, now I'm not defending Paul, but that's always you. Like, when Michael plays good on Sunday, how many people going to call and tweet and everything that y'all need to give Mike Penix an apology? No, the hell I don't.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's
they're not going to tweet at me.
It's going to happen.
Because I haven't criticized
them. It's going to happen.
I've been honest with my criticism.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
Oh, probably.
I'm going to apologize for a gut. Oh, boy. I could probably have nothing.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, this job is, in my opinion, and I think yours too, about being honest about how you feel on a daily basis.
Yes.
Well, the way I feel about something 3 weeks ago might be different than the way I feel about it 3 weeks because stuff changes.
It happens, but no.
Inability to alter your perspective because of facts is stupidity.
It is. Thank you.
And since I'm and me and Randy aren't stupid, sometimes our opinions change.
Ain't nothing stupid. I say what I feel, and I feel what I say, Andy.
I don't like people.
And I say it with my chest.
It would be a narrow-minded way of thinking.
But no, I'm not. That's why I was talking about yesterday. Paul ain't in no position to make fun of nobody looking like that. Look at the way he looks. Like a little damn glowworm.
He does.
Yeah, like a little ass damn glowworm.
That's not what I would have said, but that's another.
Really look. You know what I want to say, the FCCC going to get on me, so, you know, I ain't got time for all that.
Wait till you see my.
Yeah, I got time for all that.
Bill O'Brien talking about Haynes King ahead of their matchup on Saturday.
Haynes King, without a doubt, Graham, is one of the best players that I've seen in 2 years. He is the toughest. He is the most competitive. I can't say enough about the amount of respect that I have for him, the way that he plays the game, the passing game, the running game. This guy has, you know, a ton of their production. The way that they use him is incredible to me. They do an unbelievable job. Buster Faulkner, Brent, they do a great job with their offense, and he is the leader of it. He is a competitive, tough, without a doubt, one of the top players that we've faced in the 2 years that I've been here.
Yeah, he's an alpha dog.
That's right.
Yeah,
he's a program changer.
Yeah, Haynes King is an alpha damn dog. This dude is freaking amazing. He is an amazing football player who, like Billy O just said, as tough as they come, smart, can throw the football just as good as he can run. I'll say that. The dude can spin it when he has to. But, yeah, he is their program. He is their offense, defense, and special teams.
Well, I wish he could play defense.
Yeah, but I mean that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, this dude is everything to that program, and he is, in my opinion, I think he's one of the top players in the country.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But regardless of position.
I agree with that. You know how it is though. Like, the moment tends to be the defining thing for the player. When we're talking about the Heisman race or whatever we're talking about with some of these guys. Now, the last thing he did was go out there and ball in that NC State game. Now, the defense didn't help him, gave up a million points, but he played great in that game. Then they've had a bye, and so they've sort of the conversation around Georgia Tech has quieted a little bit nationally. Well, you got to beat Boston College. There's just no other way to put it. Boston College is the worst team in the ACC, and the ACC is not a particularly good conference this year. So you got to handle your business against Boston College. And then you have an opportunity with two big games against ranked teams in the final couple weeks of the season for Haynes King and Georgia Tech to prove it. To, you know, whether it's Haynes King trying to get to New York and get that recognition, or it's Georgia Tech trying to get to the ACC championship game, probably more importantly, and make the college football playoff. But obviously sucks to have to sit on a loss for an extra week with their bye week.
Yep.
But, yeah, should be able to get back on the right track against Boston College.
Hey, guys, join Dukes and Bell for a special broadcast today. All right, it's brought to you by Miller Lite, and it's from Joe's. It's at Joe's Sports Bar in Alpharetta as they get you ready for tonight's game. Enjoy Miller Lite specials. Again, right after me and Andy's show, Dukes and Bell are going to be live from 2 to 6 at Joe's Sports Bar on Jones Bridge Road in Alpharetta.
You want to talk about a stadium that will not have people in it. Alumni Stadium, Chestnut Hill, Massachusetts, 3:30 on Saturday. Boston College is 1-9.
Yeah.
No one will be there.
Free tickets.
No, yeah, you could get into that game for free if you wanted to. Georgia Tech's favored by 16.5.
Polsky's won another. So both the Cy Youngs were back-to-back, the American League and National League.
Polsky's didn't win.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
In the Cy Young last year.
Oh, this I'm looking at a picture right here.
Chris Sale.
It says Rookie of the Year. I'm sorry, I thought it said Cy Young.
Oh, so he went Rookie of the Year.
Yeah,
Cy Young.
Yeah, because they're showing his I mean, his.
Yeah, he's off to a nice.
His
start.
Young lady.
He's off to a nice.
Yeah, his young lady.
It's pretty good player.
His young lady.
All right, we'll get to the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Honeymoon, here we come! Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh. Hey, Jen, you got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.